MacLean asks Steinhaus, what do you think about last Milner result? Steinhaus said, which was the result? Then MacLean explained that Milner proved that on seven-dimensional sphere there are two inequivalent differentiable structures. Steinhaus wasn't impressed, asked about two-dimensional sphere in three-dimensional space, and some that time the answer was not known. And Steinhaus said, you know, with these great discoveries, there was a rabbi in Sokal, a small city nearby Lviv, whose son was a lawyer in Warsaw, way before the war. And the lawyer brought to the father a radio set. He put the radio on, the radio played, somebody talked, and the rabbi was not impressed at all. He said that, well, it's good, nothing. And the son was disappointed. And Rabbi said, look, I'm not impressed because years ago when the train was established between Lviv and Fokker, I was so impressed by the fact that something can move without horses, that nothing can impress me after that. So this was Steinhaus. He had stories for everything. He played with life. And unfortunately for us, the last 10 years of his life, he gets senile. He started to forget almost everything. He had troubles to explain the simplest occurrences. And he lived sort of isolated life, and he used to say that I am the man who doesn't exist. Majewski, as I mentioned that before, is the man whom I consider the greatest soul I know. The man who was never a great mathematician, but he was always a very great personality. And perhaps because of his extremely positive values of his character, he managed to attract every mathematician who was around, and sometimes it was disastrous. For instance, he created this age of universal algebra in Wrocław, which killed all the probability, which was then starting to flourish with Urbanik and Steinhaus, and all these people shifted to universal algebra, which died after Majewski lost interest. So this was the, for instance, which I consider a bad thing for Wrocław. But certainly Majewski was always a great moral authority, especially because he was never scared of anything. As I said, he survived the war on the principle that he is not scared, that he would pretend being a normal person. He changed the name. He gave private tutoring to very many people who were scared, who were afraid to leave their houses, even though they were not Jewish. I know, well, Morel was one of these. And Majewski was coming to them.